name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, our church, my beloved, is celebrating the icon of Kazan, the icon of Mother of God of the Theotokos. The icon was uncovered in Kazan, but today we're celebrating the time when the Mother of God had intervened and had helped us to be freed from the Polish takeover at that time. It was 1612, when the army volunteers came into Poland, came to Moscow to free them from the occupation of the Polish. The Polish government wanted to put their prince to be the Tsar of the Russia, and when they have approached the Moscow city, they had first asked for help from above, and that's what our ancestors did, my beloved, because they truly believed that without God's help they could do nothing. Well, thus the Lord has said so. And my beloved, what happened is that the church leaders had told all those volunteer soldiers that to fast. Then it was 3 days. Everybody was fasting, the soldiers and the people, and they cried out to the Mother of God to help, to ask for her intervention and for her to help us to be able to free the Russia from the invasion. My beloved, what happened is that in the third day, at the end of the fast, because the fast was serious and the prayer was seriously done before the miracle-making icon of the Kazan, Boże Matery, the Mother of God, and there was a vision to the bishop who was kept a prisoner, and the archbishop, and the vision was, what appeared to him was Saint Sergei, and he appeared to him and said, "The prayers have been heard, your prayers and our prayers, the Mother of God had intervened, and the city will be saved, and Russia will be saved from the invasion." And this, when the soldiers, the volunteer army, when they had found out about that was foretold, they were able to come in, and that same day they were able to take and chase away the invaders from the capital and from all Russia. My beloved, Mother of God has always tried to help the people that love her Son. And we have accepted, the Russian people especially have accepted the religion, the orthodoxy from the Greek, which we have taken, but for the whole heart. And we have truly believed in the gospel, our ancestors, that is, and they have believed in the gospel and tried to live according to the gospel. And when they had any trouble, and they went through all kinds of trouble, the Lord allowed them to go through, because as it says in the scripture that we have to be purified as silver and gold, we have to be put through fire and water, and as the metals are being purified, so will the Russian people. And with the help of the Lord and the Mother of God, we were able to be cleansed, and were able to build and so many churches in Russia, and the Russian people were truly pious, and they were truly had the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. And what happened? But then, as we have decided, or our ancestors decided to forsake more and more the Psalter reader, the lives of saints, the reading of lives of saints, and they started to more and more get occupied with the education of the world that was coming in from the Western cultures, and they were fascinated with all the new things that were discovered and so on, and they were leaving, little by little, they were leaving the Lord. bored. They were losing sight of it because they got occupied with everything else of the temporary nature. And the future, the life eternal already wasn't as important as it was for our ancestors. And when that happened, then the Lord had given to our people a great chastisement. And as you know, the monarchy was overthrown and the communists have taken over. And for 70 years, they have literally tried to brainwash and to destroy and to kill as many as Orthodox as they were able to do. And then, my beloved, what is happening today? Today, the enemy tries to continue to destroy the Church of the Lord. It's attacking the Church, the faithful, with all the ferocity. And our churches are becoming smaller and smaller because the enemy is attacking. And the pastors are pleading and crying all the time to the heavenly dwellers to give them help to be able to bring the people back to true faith of the Orthodox, to live according to the gospel, not according to this world, the wisdoms of so-called of this world. My beloved, the true life of a Christian Orthodox is to live according to the gospel, to take the gospel seriously, and to look for the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be given to us, those things that are needed. Again, my beloved, you know our Lord is all-powerful and everywhere present and fills all things, and he sustains us. And too many times we forget the Lord. St. John Kronstadt says that we have to try to keep remembering our Lord. He says, I don't understand how people can be without prayer for an hour and a half. And he says, what am I saying, hour and a half? How we can be without prayer for a minute and a half. That was the mentality of St. Father John of Kronstadt, and my beloved. And this is what mentality we have to start to receive again, or to get in our heart. As King David, the Psalter writer, was saying that he walked before God all the time. Well, that's what we have to learn. We have to learn to walk before God, and then we will be able to reap the true love that he has, and we'll have a glimpse of that, and we'll be able to love one another, and we'll be able to fight the enemy of God and work on our salvation, and be able to give so much more help to our brothers and sisters that are losing the faith. Because once they see that we have love for each other, truly they will be able to recognize that we are disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the mother, our mother is his mother too, and our father is his father too. And he will bring us to the kingdom of heaven, where we'll be able to rejoice forever. Amen.